Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Sight Live, open mic around the world, and welcome everybody. And I don't know what time Joe's supposed to give his speech, President Joe, but we're here nevertheless, and, you know, I guess you can always watch his speech online or whatever, but Inner Sight goes on, no matter what. All right. So, yeah, did you hear the latest on the Center for Disease Control? I don't know how well they're controlling things, but they claim now that if you're fully vaccinated, you know, that you're allowed to exercise outside. You mean now you can't exercise outside if you don't take the vaccination? Allowed to exercise outside and gather in small groups without the mask, but they don't say how many is a small group. All right, so all kinds of stupid rules. Now, the thing that troubles me, how are they going to tell if somebody took the vaccination? You know, what are they going to do, label people? Suppose they give you the card that you took it, and most people throw it away, you know? I don't think most people are going to walk around with a card that they've been vaccinated. I mean, it's stupid. I don't want any labels on me, I'll tell you that. But, you know, and then with all the warnings on these vaccinations, who's going to take that stuff anyway? Now it's being said that people are not signing up for the second dosage. Through all the stuff that has come out, you know, and they're probably hesitant and fearful. You know, why should I promote illness? You know, and hopefully they're turning to other means, you know, holistic, to protect themselves. So it's weird, it's crazy, you know, and it's a lot to do with controlling people. All right, Inner Sight open mic, and we'll try to take a few phone calls, see what's going on with that. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue out there in Toms River, New Jersey. Want to adopt a great dog? Make it an Akita. You get the right one. You have a great, great dog. The phone number. Oh, yeah. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, out there in Toms River. So check them out and experience the great, great Akita. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, take care of them, watch out for them. We remember Corey Foster, little Tommy, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, and many, many others who have passed away. And I heard about a child who was killed on Long Island. I don't know the child's name or anything about the youngster, but our deepest condolences to whoever's involved. All right, Inner Sight. And you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. That's a good number to keep handy. Nobody starved on Long Island. And that's also good for when he can afford it, when he has the means, medical for your animal. So again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. We thank the Long Island Coalition for their help. We thank the Long Island Connection for being out there. Some of the friends that have helped us in the past, Good Mojo Princes, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Sutton Insurance, and Touro Law Center.
Yep.
So we remember our friends. Hey, you want to buy a house, sell a house?
Buy a
just
house.
Get some, buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. And again, that number, 631-888-1186. All right, let's see. Inner Sight Around the World and Able News.
All right. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages. It is a classified section to buy and sell items and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online, and you can get that subscription for free. Back to you, Frank.
All right, we have two petitions, world.
Yeah.
One on the service dog school and one on the nursing homes. And we're trying to keep people out of nursing homes and also to get them out.
Oh, yeah.
So this program that we would like to get off the ground, Volunteer Freedoms for Volunteer for Freedom.
No, we said Volunteer Freedom.
What?
That was the last. We said Volunteer Freedom.
Volunteer Freedom, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we could also clarify it and call it Volunteers for Freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Volunteers for Freedom. And the way it works, it would work certified home health aides would donate a certain amount of time, whatever time they want to donate on their days off to give extra hours to people who need it so that the state won't be so anxious to stick them in a nursing home.
That's
now, we would compensate these volunteers by paying one of their bills. You know, could be their rent, could be their car insurance, or depending on how many hours they donate.
Right.
Well, the biggest problem is a lot of people wind up in nursing homes because the state doesn't want to give them 24/7 care.
That's true.
So we would, by coming up with this program, provide that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we have to expect trouble from the state.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the person is being provided for and they're not paying for it. I strongly suspect that they're going to oppose us.
Yeah, they are.
On this, if we ever get it going. But we're not afraid of that.
No, we're not.
You know, because one of the most, and we talked about this last night, I think, one of the most horrendous things going on. You can apply for a program. You can be accepted. You can get out of the nursing home, But there's no guarantee that you're not going to go back in.
That's true.
Because the state controls the whole situation.
Yes, it does.
Now, with this idea, volunteer for freedom, they wouldn't.
Yep.
They wouldn't be paying for the extra hours.
Yep.
And I think we'd have more of a chance
keeping them out.
To keep people out of the nursing home.
Eventually.
So that's one of the things you're signing up for. What?
Well, eventually, what I'd like to do is see if we can have people out of the programs completely, because that's the only way I feel that we would get any help, you know? That would be good, so they don't have to deal, and only the government would be a backup, complete backup. But
oh, yeah, if you have the money
to
do it, sure you could do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of money you're talking about.
Yeah, I am. But,
you know
it's going to be
a lot of
long...
money.
Yeah.
Until you get there,
mm-hmm.
you need the money from the state. And the state is obligated to help people. They owe us.
Yes, they do.
So I'm not reluctant to take money from them. But they shouldn't have the control that they have over us. That's the thing, see? That money should be under the supervision of the person or their advocate, whoever they designate.
Yeah.
So that's the volunteer for freedom concept, and you'll find it in the petition on change.org. How are we doing with that? We got any more names?
I'm going to look. Give me a sec.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could get at least 100 names during this broadcast.
That'd be nice.
You know, people listening or people who have people in nursing homes or people who are afraid of going into a nursing home. Get all your friends to sign. Because nobody else that I know of is offering anything like this. They should be.
Yeah, they should be.
They
but
should
I,
be
we
reaching
gotta,
out to help people.
I have to just do one, some of the, add some more photos and stories, I suppose. Maybe that will help. I don't know. You know?
Well, we have to promote it, too.
Yeah.
So how many names we got?
Wait a minute. I'm logging in.
Oh. All right. And the other petition, the service dog one, up at change.org, got almost 80,000 names on that. And that is really a safety issue, as is the nursing home one, too. But it's more direct.
Yeah.
You know, a person who needs a service dog and is denied one, and the agency gets to keep all that money. There's a lot of wrong in there.
Yes, there is.
And none of these agencies are doing anything about this either.
No, they're not.
They should be. They should be, because they're supposed to be servicing people.
How long have they been doing, and that's a good question to ask, how long have they been doing that? Meaning, how
doing
long
what?
Have they been sort of doing everything that they, for the disabled, not helping and you know, the guide dog schools? You would know.
Oh, it's as long as the schools have been around, as far as I know.
Really? Okay. That's a long time.
1940s.
Yeah.
I think the first school started in this country.
Yeah.
Maybe started up earlier than that in Europe.
How come I can't log into this? This is bothering me.
For as long as these schools have been around, the agencies haven't done anything when a person's been denied a guide dog. You know, they should be standing up for us. They should be investigating.
Yeah, they should.
They should be insisting that these schools become licensed. Because it's someone's safety hanging in a balance here. All right, in a sight, 213-816-1650 is the number here on open mic.
I finally was able to get in.
And
it's so slow. Oof.
Well, probably a lot of people online tonight.
Yeah, they always are. Okay, let's look at the... No, we still have seven people... supporters. Well, it looks like I'm gonna have to go out with that one.
No, you gotta do do the Mother's Day
campaign. Yep.
So, if the petition is completely amended,
yeah,
you can send it over to our web guy and have him put it up there and then do the Mother's Day campaign and Inner Sight is
going to
donate.
We'll just make sure tomorrow that it is, okay?
What?
I want to make sure tomorrow that it is. We added stuff, but I want to make sure that it is, you know? Before I
what,
send it off.
That it's
yeah,
amended?
That we put just to make
sure.
Oh,
yeah, you got to make sure.
Yeah, before we move on.
And then we can send it on and also send out the service dog one, too.
Yeah, I put in Volunteers for Freedom. I don't know why I didn't remember that.
It's in there. All right, Inner Sight open mic. Talk about whatever you want. Keep it clean, you know, and otherwise we'll have to boot you off.
Yeah.
All right, and... you know, this is the show where you can bring up any subject you want.
Yep.
213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Hang on, let me look. I have to go back to the other page. Sorry.
All right.
Give me 2 seconds.
I don't know when the president is talking, but I have a feeling it's...
soon.
Maybe it'll be at 9 after the show.
Yeah, most likely it will be. But, yes, we have callers. And we have Maureen, and we have, let's see, Danny. I think he call himself Danny?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay, I'll let
him. All right. Is Dan in the queue? Does he want to speak, or?
Yeah. No, Maureen is only, he's not tonight.
All right, so let's take Maureen's call live from Queens, New York.
Oh, Inner Sight. Here comes Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. All right. I just got off with my mom a few minutes ago, well, before the show. And she said, what was I going to do? And I said, probably listen to the Mets. I said, what about you? She said, well, I'll be here all night. I said,
aww.
Oh, no big date. I said, no big date tonight? She goes, not even a small one.
Not even a small one.
It was cute the way she said it. Yeah, no, that was funny.
That is funny.
I'm sorry, Susan.
No, I'm laughing what you said.
Oh, I can hear it. This phone is getting worse, I think, my phone.
Oh, no.
I don't know. It's just, so I tried to get, I found out about the furniture. They do it, but the one who's in charge of that, she's not in the rest of the week. Well, she hasn't been in all week, so everything's like put on hold now, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to coordinate.
Well, at least you're
going to
get
you know?
It, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, Alice said you have to go through, you probably have to go through, like, HRA to do that.
Oh, really?
And that's what
I
she
didn't
said.
Know that.
And
I had no clue.
And they'll
clue.
Give you a grant. What's your answer again?
I had no clue.
Well, when the first one came many moons ago when she was in Dry Harbor, she said that they give like up to $4,000. I don't know with the just one shot thing how much they... Yeah, but I don't know with the just one shot if that's... Well, I guess it depends on what you need, you know? So I have to wait till she comes in to talk. Because this one's not in, then the other one wasn't in today. She'll be in tomorrow. So the other one wants to talk to her tomorrow. So, because she sent an email to her, but she didn't know she wasn't in. I told her, well, she's not in until tomorrow. Oh, thanks for telling me. So I'm like the liaison to do everything between everybody, you know? I'm getting tired, you know?
Yeah.
I really am. So we're just waiting on everybody to get together to make the next move.
So do you have a date when you're supposed to move in?
No, I don't even have the lease yet.
Oh,
I couldn't get.
Why?
She didn't even answer today, and I left her about 4 messages. She didn't answer, so I don't know where she is, because she said she'd send it out this week. So I wanted to see.
There's probably a date in the lease. You're not going to be able to read that damn lease.
That's true.
No, I'm going to have somebody read it to me
There's
when it comes,
thing,
whenever
you know?
That is.
Yeah, I know.
And then I can go
I
get
thought,
the
I thought
lease,
this
you know?
Place was. The, I thought this place was supposed to be especially for the blind.
Well, you know, that's what they said, for the blind and someone in a wheelchair, but I didn't see anything there that indicated it was for the blind. I didn't see Brian.
Yeah, but they're
giving
you a lease. You can't even read.
That's right.
No. Well, you know, that's
see?
Everywhere, of course. But I didn't see
yeah,
anything.
But
that
you
was
see,
for the
you
blind,
see how they,
the
you see how they have us where they want
yeah,
us now.
Yeah.
If you,
they do.
If you make an issue out of this now, you won't get the place.
Yeah.
They'll say, okay,
well, that's why I can't.
You know, you're going to take us to court, you know?
Mm.
Let's
I
see
can't
what the
do
court
any
says.
Issues.
And you'll lose the damn place.
Well, not only that, but how much money would it cost to do that? You know
right.
what I mean? I have to
well,
save every
too.
Penny.
Well, you'd have to get a lawyer and,
yeah, well,
you know,
to get that.
If they would even take it. Remember, the ADA, there's no enforcement there.
There's no enforcement in anything, you know?
Yeah, there isn't. Yeah. Do you know they mentioned something, you guys, that made me really upset? They had something in the infrastructure bill that was for the disabled. Now, it really bothers me that you just throw in haphazardly into and nested deep into a bill, okay, that you are going to help the disabled. That should be where everybody can see it and you work on it. And if it is an infrastructure bill where you're going to be making big changes, okay, you should make that a big change, not, oh, we're going to just make a few handicap ramps here and there and we're going to call it a day. No.
What is this something you're talking about? Do you know what it is?
No, I don't even know because it's buried in the infrastructure bills for each state.
Maybe tonight in you-know-who's speech, it's tonight.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
That.
Oh, how lovely. Maybe
he could mention it tonight and explain to the people that can't read anything for themselves what the details are of it.
Yeah.
That would be nice, right?
That would be
nice.
I
wouldn't
count on anything with these politicians.
Neither. Yeah. I'll tell you, I'm not happy with both Republican and Democrat. I have no confidence in any of our politicians, even though I'm very proud to be American. I'll tell you that right off that downhand. But I'll tell you, I'm not happy with our party politicians.
Well, we're proud to be Americans, but unfortunately what's running the show is not good.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They should not be doing it in the manner. What we should have all done is got to the table and incorporated every single known thing that could have helped everybody, period.
But they couldn't do that. Because they were too busy with their agenda of getting rid of Trump because they hated him so. So they couldn't sit down and do that. That would have been the normal thing to do.
No,
but,
they would
you know
have,
what I mean?
Yeah, that would have been the right thing to do, aside from
right.
the normal thing. You know?
Exactly,
so
but we don't
ridiculous.
Do anything.
No, normal.
It's
no.
It's this guy's first 100 days. It seems like he's been in 100 years.
No, it just seems like it's such a fantasy world we're living in. We're not really living in a real world right now. I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I said, okay, let's have a global pinch and everybody wake up from this nightmare. That's a good
thing.
I know,
that's
what
it is. It's a nightmare.
I think we should
right?
all do it. And everybody really pinch themselves all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And see if anything
right. wake
happens.
Up from the nightmare.
Exactly.
It is. It
happens.
Is a total nightmare, you know?
It is. Really, it
and
is.
Since she took over, 170-some-odd thousand people have died, but we don't hear that. Because
no.
I even remember, I think I said to you last night on the show, or I said to somebody, oh,
yeah.
the death rate hasn't really gone up that much. That's because we don't hear what, you know, the media doesn't want us to hear. You know what I mean?
Right.
They keep
or
certain
the
things
other way
quiet.
Around, too. They I hate to say it, but they love to control what is being said or anything that's being on the media. Now I don't like to, you know, say anything bad about the media. I'm not that way. I like to give them the benefit of the doubt and see what they have to offer and see how if it's truthful and see how it comes out. But this year has been crazy between all the media and all the politics and everything. But I do feel
well, that's
that
it. We
some,
just want to hear the truth.
I feel
we
that
just want to hear the truth.
Some media people who get right in their face, people yelling at them and screaming at them, that they're lying. And they're not.
Right.
Some of them are down to earth and actually have, you know, and research their topics very well. And they're good at it, too.
Yeah.
And yet they're lumped with everybody else. And that's not right.
Yeah.
You know, that
no, I can't listen to it anymore. And,
I don't listen to
won't
it that
have to,
much
I
anymore.
Won't have to vote for mayor. I won't have to vote for mayor in the city, so.
Yeah, right? Anymore.
No, that's out of the way. Too bad I still have the same governor, but.
Well, you could get rid of that, too, if everybody listens. Oh, God. You never know.
But,
you never know. There might be another Democratic runner. Who knows?
Yeah. God. I don't know. I don't even
or
know.
Or even
I
an independent runner. You don't know. I wish there was
what time is,
runner.
Excuse me. What time is Joe's speech, Maureen? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Even know.
Let me look
I have no idea. Probably 9 if it's not on now. It's
no,
not on now.
Probably 9. Let me look. I'm going to look.
Isn't that past his bedtime, though?
9
isn't
o'clock,
that way past
probably.
His bedtime?
You're so bad.
You know, they probably put the speech together. They probably put the speech together sentence by sentence and spliced it all together.
before Joe gives the speech, I'm going to tell you what should be with the infer. The inner
infrastructure?
The what?
Infrastructure stuff?
Yeah.
Infrastructure, okay. Yeah. Every sign should be accessible to all.
Yeah.
Mm.
Every
yeah.
traffic light should be accessible. But not only that, there should be enforcement of that. Along with it.
Every elevator.
Because if the damn thing breaks, where's the enforcement?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every elevator, everything that everybody else has should be accessible to all of us. Anything less than that is not acceptable, you know. And they should also include safety measures for people who are denied guide dogs, because that's part of safety. You know, they should bring in a safety, put us under the same banner of safety that everybody else has. I guarantee you we're not going to get what I just said.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Of course
not. I could say that straight up. We're probably not.
Mm-hmm.
No, probably about it. We're not going to get it.
Me. That's right.
I like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the government, if they used their brain, they wouldn't have to pay for all of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The agencies ought to be helping.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we know how that goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
but
we'll
what time's
the
speech?
I
9.
Oh,
9
good. I'll
p.m.
take my dog out.
Yeah, 9 p.m. For sure.
I think I'll listen to the Mets. You guys can tell me, or I'll get the Cliff Notes tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't listen to politicians anymore. There's no point to it.
No.
You know, you vote for them.
They just talk to them, though.
You try to inform them, and they just don't give a damn. They don't want to do
no,
anything.
No, they don't.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Want something done right, do it yourself.
That's true.
Yeah. That's right.
That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. That is so right. You know? That's for sure. You know? Well, we'll have to see what
So, Maureen, you got somebody who's going to read the lease for you?
I'll find somebody. There'll be somebody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There'll be someone I can
That's
guess.
Terrible.
Yeah.
You got to pay the damn thing. You can't even read it. Well, what
no.
kind of a thing? Is it
no.
right there?
Well,
Why
you know,
they
back
do something
in
about
de-
that?
Exactly.
Back in December, I got a disc from the HRA, and it was broken.
Yeah.
It was cracked. So a few weeks later, I went to Alice's, and I had the volunteer write, you know, a letter up saying that the disc came and it was broken. Could they send another? Because
yeah.
there was no letter. There was nothing explaining what this disc was about, right? I never got a replacement. So I, to this day, still don't know what that disc was about, but, you know. But they only had one piece of cardboard in it instead of putting one on each side of the disc so it wouldn't break. And then I never got a replacement, so I have no idea what it was about. So, mm-hmm. But it wasn't
Crazy.
Nothing. And that was the only time I ever got anything sent, like, audio-wise from them. So, and it couldn't even
yeah.
be done right. It had to be broken. Mm-hmm. So, that's it, what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sad, you know.
Well, anyway.
It really is.
You know, get the lease, and it'll probably be a date in there.
Yeah.
When you can move in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get
yeah,
her out of
there. If she ever sends it, because yeah, then
the
as soon as I get that, then they can start rolling on her part of it, you know?
Yeah.
Get her out and never let her go back.
No, never,
no,
ever.
That is for sure, you know? That
oh,
is
yeah.
for certain. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm.
Don't
yep.
even let
yep.
her go in for any kind of physical therapy. None whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
Have it come to her. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Protect yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, never.
Don't go near it.
Never
damn.
Again, because
they
it's
have
been a
physical
horror.
Therapy now. It's coming to the house, and it's outpatient physical therapy, and it's priced
mm-hmm.
just like, you know, the regular outpatient. So there's no excuse
mm-hmm.
for them not to do it because of COVID.
And who's done under Medicaid? Who's done under
yeah,
Medicare
and CAID. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
well,
what they do
both,
for me.
So.
Yeah, they
mm.
do that for me, but I don't know exactly how it works. I'm not, mm. you know, privy to it, but it does work. And you also could get, like, if you want, an Advantage plan, and they're
mm.
a little bit more robust in that area
mm.
too. You know, you don't
yeah,
have to pay
I even
use for that.
It's fast. Oh. I even tell her, like, even when she's sitting there, I say to her, you know, well, when I was there, and I said to her yesterday, too, while you're sitting there, move your fingers, move your hands,
move
just to get the blood circulating and muscles,
yeah.
You know, just strengthen them a little, you know. Her legs, too, she can move her feet and her what's left of her toes, thanks to damn dry harbor, you know, and her feet and that, you know, so, she could really kick high when they asked her to kick, and she could She was very strong when they used to ask her to squeeze their hand. One thought she was going to break it.
Don't make me laugh, but
she
that's
cute.
Strong,
you know,
whoa, whoa.
She goes,
stop
okay,
my
Miss
hand,
Willis,
you're breaking
you can let go
man.
Now.
That's
so,
cute.
So hopefully, you know, everything will fall into place for everybody. And
yeah.
We're going to put this nightmare behind us with this damn pandemic, too, that separated us for so long, you know?
Yeah.
All right, inner sight, open mic. Let's we'll move on, and thank
okay,
you, Maureen, and keep us posted.
Thanks, Maureen,
and
oh yeah, definitely.
Anything we can do
mm-hmm.
to help, you know, you let us
yeah,
know.
Yeah, anytime.
Yes,
know
I know that. I know. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Appreciate
all
your all help. Thank you.
And maybe
thanks.
One day we'll go out when all this is over and toast a nice wine.
Yeah,
that Frank likes.
He can come up to the clubhouse and we'll have a little
yeah,
party.
Yeah, we'll have some wine.
yeah, that'll
funny.
Be fun. That'll be nice.
Yes, it will.
yeah.
Have a
yeah.
good one, honey.
All right.
You too, guys.
Sight,
take care.
And let's see.
Bye-bye.
Television.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Television tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997 and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Thursday, we're on the Altice. That's Long Island. Used to be Long Island Cable. Now they call it Altice. And that's 7:30 Thursday night, Channel 20. All right? So check us out in that way. And tomorrow night's show... We're taking the with this stupid saying, and we're going to tell you, you know, how
stay safe.
when they say stay safe,
yeah,
they're leaving out millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
We'll explain that to you tomorrow night.
Yes, they are. Danny would like to talk right. if you have 1 second.
Yeah, and Thursday night show. Don't let your family control you.
Yep.
Talk about that.
Yep.
Friday is the funnies. You know, you come around
oh,
on Friday,
yeah.
we'll goof off.
Yep.
All right. Inner Sight Live. Open mic 213-816-1650. And we're going to get Danny on the line.
All right. Here
open mic.
Danny. Hey there.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Hope Blog's not doing the wild thing again.
We got the mic open?
Yeah, the mic's open. He might have to
all
pull
right.
back in. I'm hoping that
all right,
the thing is not messing out. All right, no problem.
All right,
call
back
in,
Dan,
can,
and then we'll
yeah, Dan.
Try to get you on the air.
Yep.
So, yeah, so Joe's going to give the speech at 9 o'clock. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Now... In that speech, all right, he's going to talk about infrastructure and all that and how they're going to fix things and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he should include in that, very important, is enforcement for those of us who are disabled, all right? There's no law to protect. There's a bunch of rules
oh,
that a
yeah.
judge has to sort out and you know and rule on and you're depending on a judge.
Yes, you are.
You know here we are again, depending on
that's
somebody
right.
on another person.
That's right.
You shouldn't have to.
That's
there
right.
should be a plain law. Like there is for
mm-hmm.
everybody else, enforcement.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the key things that President Biden should include in his speech tonight, and I bet you any money he won't.
Oh, I bet you he hasn't. No, he hasn't. Because it would cost too much money for them to I don't know, address, you know, that whole thing and actually go through every single
not
word
if he
said.
Listened to us, it wouldn't.
Wait. I'm not finished. They think. But if they listen to us, then, you know, there wouldn't be as much money involved and things would
run smoothly.
They could
offset the cost.
Exactly.
You know?
See, they think it's going to cost a lot of money.
I'll give you one example, and I'm not even a celebrity. One example,
mm-hmm.
all right? Get every agency in this state. Let's just take New York State. Every agency in this state to do a public service announcement with yours truly. Put it all over radio and television.
Yeah.
You know? And start raising the money for A, B, and C. You know? Put a lobby in Washington. Start raising the money to pay for that lobby.
Yeah.
See, this is what has to be done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because the government is not going to do it. They don't give a damn about us.
That's the truth.
The agencies have to be given a mandate to start doing this. To raise the money, you know, set up a telethon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to take years and years and years to accomplish this.
Yeah, I know.
So that's what has to be done. I'm volunteering to do this.
Yep.
All right? And I tell you that if we started this, I bet you any money within a month or so, we'd have a whole list of celebrities who want to help.
Oh, yes, we would.
Whole list.
Yeah, didn't you do something to get two stars and two celebrities together, both Stevie and somebody else, Ray Charles, together?
We put together a concert.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And then after
we had
a while,
to turn away. We had to turn away celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how big it got.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
the same concept would work here.
Yep.
You know? You're going to get a giant tax write-off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you donate $5 billion to this project. You're going to get a giant tax write-off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The money will be distributed.
To
straighten out the nursing home situation, some for enforcement, some for the guide dog situation. This is what needs to be done.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah? This is what needs to be done. We need the billions of dollars that they're throwing into other types of businesses.
Yeah.
To enhance people's lives and to make it. My dear friend Ira Tucker said it today to me. Make it easy for disabled people, like the way other people have it.
Yeah, exactly.
They have it easy because it's all there for them.
Yes, it is.
That doesn't mean they're
people
not going to get sick and die, or they're not going to be able to get a job, or they're still got to live their lives.
What you mean by easy, and I'll tell you exactly what you mean by easy. They wake up every morning. They hit the clock, they jump in the shower, they don't have to worry about the little things that people with disabilities just don't have the basic.
They don't have to worry about a damn agency controlling their life because they have control of the money that pays an aide.
That's right.
Or getting into a place where there's a barrier, or being denied a safety in the form of a guide dog because some damn agency thinks that, you know, that they're on an ego trip or who the hell knows what.
Exactly.
That's what's going on, world. That's why we need this kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is what, I mean, the other stuff is already there. What the hell is the president going to talk about? Going to make a new road?
Yeah.
I mean, that's already there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's already there. People have that. Going to make a traffic light people have
that.
We don't have it.
No.
How the hell am I going to know where that road is if I can't read it? What am I going to go out there like an ass with a stupid device and hope that it works? Do you know that these phones are not working these days, world?
Not well, no.
There's a lot of trouble with these damn phones.
Yeah, you know why? Because in some areas it's still 4G, and other areas, that, and you'll still get your call. But in other areas, it's gone up to 5G. And those areas, when it goes up to 5G, you don't get the call as easily. That's the problem.
No, I don't care about the technical stuff. The point is you should not have to rely on a damn device when everybody else has everything at their fingertips.
Yeah.
Give us the same.
Right. Your phone should
give us the same. I don't give a damn about no technical stuff. It's all a bunch of bull. Because
no,
that stuff is going to break down.
Yeah.
A sign is there. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
somebody can knock it down, but you put it back up, don't you?
Yeah.
But
you're mandated
there.
To. But you're mandated to also to put signs back up, right?
Yeah.
Am I, you know, not saying the right
sure.
thing? No,
there's
you're
enforcement.
Mandated to.
There's
right.
enforcement. If he doesn't give us enforcement, he's giving us nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what
because
we need. That's,
in 3 years, when somebody else comes along and says, oh, no, we don't.
Mm, that.
We don't
change
need this.
It.
We got to take this away, that away, this away, all this stuff.
Change it.
Let them
yeah.
struggle through on their own and you
they
know.
They don't need that. I don't know. They're just thinking of what they could
see, that's
say.
What happens. But if there's enforcement, you cannot do that.
Or even, not only enforcement, Frank, you need the ability to control your situation completely. Meaning that you get the
well,
money.
Well, that's why the inner side idea is the best. The money should be in a card.
Yep.
And the disabled person can help raise the money.
Yeah.
At least that way we're working not only for ourselves, we're helping the damn agency too. That's the way it should work.
Mm.
Should be a partnership.
I should
it really
tell
should.
You what I... Yeah.
What?
Well, today, I have a med, or, well, actually med more. I went into the, what it called, going into the hospital to go get the EEG machine to put on my head so I could have it through my sleep, right? Well, I went in there, and I love the way people, you know, are pointing their hands to show me where to go and also talking very, very low so I can't hear anything, okay? And I'm trying to go places in this damn place. And I'm like, how in God's... And it would have helped, honestly, if I had, like, a dog in that circumstance.
Or signs you could read.
Yeah, that too. The signs are too small. The you know, it's so busy in the hospital. I mean, just people are all over the place. And there's people there.
Good place
even
to catch
sitting.
Pneumonia, too.
Yeah, and also sitting there, the people are just sitting there at the doorway, policing everybody that comes in. I ended up going through the wrong doorway because they had it set the opposite way. So who puts a doorway that's left, meaning you go in on the left and out on the right? Who does that? You know, it just is
well, you
so
can't
beyond.
Read the signs.
That's right. So I went in the out, and I went out the in.
The
so
sign
I,
should
this,
talk, and it should be raised print and braille.
Should do everything. Yes. So I got kind of tickied off there. It really got, I walked right into the glass wall, and the guy goes, wait. He came running out. And I said to him, wait, what? Because I didn't see it. I go, wait, what are you talking about? This is the in. And he goes, no, this is the out. I said, where does it say the out? I'm like, this can't be the out. This is the wrong side. And he said to me, yeah, they made it that way. It's so stupid. Really? Every place.
Well, it goes to show you what we're talking about. Safety. You can't read the damn things.
Yeah. So then, not only that, I had problems with just finding where I need to take this test, and now my aide has to go back. And
if that was a danger something there and it was a drop there, you would have gotten hurt.
I would have gone in the drop. That's what it would have been. Thank God I'm a little fat.
That's why all these things should be for everybody.
They should be. Then now my aide, Edwin, has to go back tomorrow. She's not working that day. She's doing me a favor, okay, and bringing the EEG monitor back to the hospital. And she, that's on her off day. She actually is going to be...
Let them come and get it, the hell with them.
No, they,
anyway,
they don't. You have to bring it back.
Inner sight.
That's the problem, you know?
Anybody out there, 213-816-1650. And, yeah, listen to President's speech.
No,
see if he says that everything is going to be accessible.
Mm-hmm.
With enforcement.
Doubt it.
I bet you any money he doesn't talk about enforcement for the disabled. Enforcement for everybody else is understood.
That's
he doesn't
right.
even have to mention it. It's understood.
Yeah.
They can't fix all these roads and everything and then let's say, the state doesn't want to put it in.
Mm-hmm.
There's enforcement. They have to put it in, don't they?
Yeah, because there's a law
for
it.
But not when you're disabled, they don't.
That's correct.
You want the damn proof? Here it is right here in the town where I live. 4 years.
And mine too.
I won't put up one damn light. And it's all over the country.
And yet, in New York, we won the case where...
Yeah, we won. We didn't win nothing.
We didn't win anything. That's right.
It doesn't even apply. It,
yeah,
you know what? We didn't win nothing. It doesn't even apply outside of the county where it was brought. What the hell good is that?
We won nothing. I could say exactly the expletive.
You know why you won nothing?
Because
there's no enforcement.
That's correct, sir.
The court doesn't do a thing. Look, you know what the court said? The person has to write a letter. We can't be involved.
That's right. That's what they said.
How do you like that crap?
I like that. So when I needed the light that was right next to my block and they had just replaced that light, technically they're supposed to replace the corner light with an accessible pedestrian signal. They didn't want to even do it. But people, like two blocks from where I live, had died and were in another county.
Yeah, well, they get away with
right.
it.
Until the commission wrote
They get away with
them,
it. There's no
the
penalty. There's nothing.
Commission, the guy who, he wrote for me to get that light. Well, there's a problem there. Why didn't he write for all the lights?
Yeah, he wrote
Why
a letter.
He
had to write a letter.
Yeah, he had to write a letter. Yeah.
Nobody has to write a letter to be safe crossing the street.
That's
Only
right.
us.
Only us.
You don't write a letter.
What I should
say. The damn light is there. It's there for you.
Right. I should write a letter.
Light
and
goes
say,
out,
I
the
I
cop
want,
comes.
I want all the lights to be changed in an intersection in the state. See where it gets me. That'd be funny.
Oh, by the way, what you just said.
Yeah.
You cannot say all. You have to tell them each light individually.
Don't tempt me. Don't
How you
tempt
like
me.
That?
Don't tempt me.
That's what happens when there's no enforcement.
You know, don't tempt me.
Yeah.
That could
and
be
they want
project.
You to tell them what the hell the name of the street is. Now, how the hell are you supposed to see the name of the street when you're blind?
That's what I'd like to know.
And even if
You're
somebody tells you, how do you know they're
you
telling
know
the
you
right
the right
damn name?
Or they can't even read it properly because they have maybe a learning disability. How do you know? You know, or the English is not their
I tell
first
you,
language.
Man,
you know?
Unless we get enforcement, we have nothing.
That's right. And I don't think we're going to get it so easily, yeah, Frank. No. We're going to have to really fight for it. We really are.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to put up a lobby.
Yep. Money.
A lobby
Money.
For it. A lobby with news stories every week.
Yep. And money.
A
money.
Campaign.
Money brings people. Yep.
A campaign. That's what you need. A whole
and
damn campaign.
The freaking politicians work for their campaigns as well. You don't think that's going to need to be done? Oh, boy. Yep.
Sure, it needs to be done.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Stay
yeah.
safe.
Stay
safe without enforcement.
Or stay
safe.
I'm going
to add those words to that.
Yeah. You want me to? I will.
Stay safe without enforcement.
Yeah. It's the truth.
Crazy,
stay
man.
Safe without
Crazy.
Enforcement. Yeah, but it's like saying, you know,
damn,
stay
that's
safe.
True.
Yeah, but stay safe while falling down or stay safe while there's no, you know, anything there to help you. Simply put, you know, that's a horrible thing, you know.
All right, Inner Sight and open mic. You got a few minutes. 213-816-1650 if you want to sound off about anything. A lot of the, I get the business news. I listen to that, so it's not, it's a little different than the regular news. Sometimes they put things in there, you know. But a lot of these companies spend a lot of money to advertise their product or whatever it is they're doing. See?
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Definitely.
We need to advertise what we're doing tremendously and get it out there and full page ads and, you know, a lobby. That's what's needed for the disabled.
True.
And I don't know of one organization in this country that's doing that for the disabled. Not a one.
That's true.
So that's why we urge anyone out there who has that kind of money and wants to donate to change things for millions and millions of people and make it easier for us. We urge you to contact Inner Sight.
Yeah.
631-224-3090. You can send us an email without an attachment. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. We need the kind of money, not for ourselves.
No.
But for the millions all over who have no rights, no enforcement. And we have example after example of that.
Yeah.
So there you have it. And I want to thank all our friends for keeping the show alive. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank
you. Be with
you
tomorrow night on Inner Sight, 8 to 9. Thank you so much, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
One quick question. Where's Louie? Is he okay?
I don't know. I got to call him, but I haven't been able to find his number.
Ooh, I might have it. I'll look it up, and I'll give it to you tomorrow. All right?
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight around the world. Over 100,000 listeners and growing. All right? Keep listening. Keep listening.
Yeah.
We're going to get this thing off the ground in a bigger way. You wait and see.
Yes, definitely.
Working on a couple of things now. All right? Inner Sight, thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.